Thanks for dropping around. It is Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. You know, I often have clients say to me, Mike, we need your help. We've lost our mojo. It's amazing how many people use that term mojo. Well, you know, in the book Small Giants, Companies That Choose to Be Great Instead of Big by Bo Burlingham, he reminds us that big isn't always better, that there's a lot to be said for focusing on excellence, and yes, that finding your workplace mojo matters. Burlingham's research found that the most successful organizations are overflowing with mojo-ness. The mojo meter is through the roof. There's mojoosity happening everywhere. And by mojo, he means the conviction that business can be a powerful means of experiencing the best things in life, such as camaraderie, exciting challenges, compassion, a sense of community, a sense of purpose, and feelings of accomplishment. Burlingham lists five key characteristics of high mojo companies. Number one, owners and leaders have a crystal clear understanding of who they are, what they want out of business, and why. Number two, they have deep connections to the community where they do business. Number three, close and personal relationships with customers and suppliers. Number four, a culture of intimacy built around the idea of deeply caring for people as human beings beyond just their job titles. And number five, owners and leaders who are so passionate about what their company does that they want everyone who comes in contact with it to feel that same passion. So how would you rate the mojo of your business? And my fun at work tip, as I'm doing this podcast, we're coming up to May 9th, which is official Discover What Your Name Means Day, and May 10th, which is Name Tag Day, and May 11th, which is Middle Name Pride Day. So here's a few fun ideas. You don't have to necessarily do it now. You could do it anytime to celebrate people's names, just as a way of getting to know people a little better. So open up your next meeting by having everyone share what their name means, or by going around and having everybody share their middle name and using their middle name for the meeting or hey for the entire day, or have everyone wear one of those hello my name is blank name tags all day, but have everyone write down their middle name as a way of getting to know one another a little better. And the quote of the week from Argus Porter, the time to laugh is when you don't have time for it. And in our It's a Wacky World section, here's some rather odd real life. These are actual newspaper headlines that I've come across that you just can't make up. Meerkat expert in love triangle with monkey trainer cleared of assault charges. Drunk, knife-wielding monkey threatens bar patrons. Woman in sumo wrestler suit assaulted ex-girlfriend after she waved at a man dressed as a Snickers bar. Man dressed as penguin receives more votes than the Liberal Democrats. And finally, fugitive sausage dog causes mayhem. Newspaper headlines you don't read every day. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.